Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
But to play great defense, you need one thing above all else.
That starts with a W.
Confidence.
What are you most confident in? What are you most concerned about when it comes to the three teams still alive from the state of North Carolina in the ACC in the Sweet 16? That being Duke, UNC, and NC State. We should probably do them in order of game time, right? Just to eliminate all.
What do you mean, Carolina?
Why'd you do them first? So Carolina, we'll go first.
Carolina first.
What am I most concerned about for Carolina? Because we always do bad news first, right? Good news and bad news. You always say, give me the bad news first. I'm calling them the others, but that's only because I don't have a more complimentary name for them. The others sounds derogatory. I think there's a big three on North Carolina. It's RJ Davis, it's Armando Bacot, and it's Harrison Ingram. My concern is the consistency of the others. We've seen Cormac Ryan in the ACC championship not get the volume of shots that he's used to getting off and not have the volume scoring that he had over the previous 6 weeks going. We've seen Cadeau struggle to score the basketball and struggle to be effective and actually get taken out of some games. So Withers and Washington and all of these, the bench players, Trimble, they come and go. And I think, obviously, you know, I'm not breaking news here. You need a full team effort to win at this point in the tournament. So while I'm pretty confident in the big three, the others have me a little bit concerned. Dennis, what are you concerned about for the Tar Heels?
My concern is that the scout is out on Elliot Cadeau right now. Let that guy shoot from the outside. Simple as that. You notice they're sloughing all the way down to like the free throw line. They're sloughing down to the free throw line. Hey, shoot from out there. So that right there, basically you have, when you have your starting five out there on the floor, you only have three true outside shooting threats. Davis, Ryan, and Ingram. Bacot's on an outside
shooter.
Bacot
hit two threes on senior day.
We'll go with that. But nonetheless, the outside threat just isn't there from Elliot Cadeau. So I'm wondering if teams, if you're going to try and run pick and roll with Cadeau, if you're in a half-court set, you're not going to really blitz him. You're just going to drop off. Simple as that.
When there's an obvious way to play you, it allows the defense to take a mental break, right? They don't have to make a decision when they're guarding Cadeau. It's sag off, which makes things easier. My confidence for UNC is there. I don't know what the best way to say this is. I have no panic written in my confidence. Mm-hmm. Their ability to stay calm when I think other teams would panic or be inclined to change, right? If there's something to be said for it, and we talked with Mike Glennon, who hosts the football edition of Pack Therapy podcast with me recently, and it came up, he had a comeback where they were down like 30 at halftime to Maryland, and then State came back and he was the quarterback, and he was like, at halftime the message was we're just beating ourselves and they made some big plays, like, don't change anything, just do it better. I don't know if there's a better team in the country than UNC basketball at that. We're down five, but they hit some shots that they probably won't, and we did some really dumb things. Don't do anything different. Just do it better. And then they come out and they do exactly that and play it well. And so I'm confident in their lack of panic, which, again, I understand is probably not the best way to describe that, but I think you get my gist.
Yeah, being calm. Being stoic, I guess you could say.
Stoic is the right. Poise might be the way to do it.
For me, this actually kind of reminds me, this team reminds me, in a sense, of the 2017 team, is that on any given night, someone can step up and be the guy. That's the confidence I have when it comes to Carolina, is because the 2017 team that won the national championship wasn't their most talented team. I would even say that this iteration right now of Carolina basketball, as talented as they are, isn't their most talented team that they've had. But on any given day, we've seen Cormac Ryan be the guy. We've seen Harrison Ingram be the guy. We've seen Jalen Withers be the guy. We've seen, obviously, Bacot and Davis be the guy when needed. We've even seen Cadeau at moments and stretches be the guy. Even defensively and in a key spots, we've seen Seth Trumbull step up and be that guy for moments as well. That's the thing about this Carolina team is that, yeah, they have the big three that you had mentioned, but on any given night on this team, any one of those guys can step up and be that dude for them.
And in just an added layer, the big three is not selfish when that happens.
Exactly.
When Cormac Ryan has it going in Cameron Indoor, you didn't see RJ Davis going, okay, you hit four threes, now let me get mine. It was like, no, you're open in the corner. Buddy, you're hot. Keep shooting.
Yeah, keep feeding it.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215. Or text Tim to 600-700. So there you go. That's UNC. Next up on the chronological timeline is NC State. I'm going to say both of mine at the same time because they're paired.
Okay.
What am I concerned and what am I confident about when it comes to NC State? I am concerned about DJ Burns on defense. I am confident about DJ Burns on offense.
Okay.
And I say it. I've made this point a few times. DJ Burns is not sneaking up on anybody. I've really enjoyed the nation getting to see DJ Burns in the way we've been watching him all season and at times last season, which is he's fun to watch. He's likable. He has unbelievable touch. You think he's going to be all power. Then he hits you with some finesse, and it's very, very fun. We're probably never going to get to experience that again. Mm-hmm. We're never going to get to watch somebody learn about DJ Burns again because the entire nation knows. And what they know is he's really difficult to stop on offense. So I believe the counter, and Shaka Smart may come up with this from Marquette or whoever they play next may come up with it, is to make him work on defense, right? And that is either foul trouble or making him guard the perimeter or driving into his chest. Just make him work on defense, which is, you know, for as good as his offense is, his defense leaves some things to be desired. So my concern is that a team figures out a way to really take advantage of him on the defensive side. My confidence is everything I just said about his offense. He's just unpredictable enough, right? I don't know how many times he catches it, and I go, he's going to two-power dribble, turn over his right shoulder, and use soft left-hand hook. He's going to do it every time. But that's when he hesitates. That's when the spin move stops and it's a fadeaway or he goes glass when he does. Like, he's just unpredictable enough and he's just savvy enough that the wide body works, right? The shoulders and everything works. It's really fun to watch. Once he gets the ball on the post, he has entered into the territory of the athletes where you're like, well, I'm going to watch this, right? He catches the ball in the post. I know where my eyes are going to be until he passes it or shoots it. And that's really good for NC State's offense.
My concern is foul trouble for the bigs down low is because we saw that in the last game, especially in overtime. Middlebrooks, Mo Diarra both going out of the game with foul trouble, and Burns was forced to play defense. But also we've seen teams flopping against DJ Burns and drawing fouls against him. So for me, it's just foul concerns at times. With their bigs down low, feeding into what you're talking about, DJ Burns having to play more defense possibly as a result of that. The confidence for
me. I just want to add in, and Mo Diarra will, because the game is Central Time Zone, 7 o'clock, and he's respecting Ramadan, he will not be able to eat for most of the game or drink, which when it comes to the foul trouble and everything, like tired legs, tired arms, the first things to go.
Yeah. Oh, he's managed it well so far.
Unbelievably.
So you got to give him a ton of credit.
But a lot of the games, and this is, I give him all the respect in the world for being able to do this. I was a guy, like, if I didn't have a nice meal 3.5 hours before a game, followed up by some snacks, I don't know how I would react. But the games, he's traditionally been able to eat sometime in the first half. This one, I believe, with scheduled sunset, will be a little bit later.
My confidence when it comes to NC State, They've been there, done this. They've done this for seven straight games. There's no team in the tournament that can say for seven straight games over a two-week stretch or less than two-week stretch, have we been win or our season's over situation and have come out on top for seven straight. They're not fazed by this situation. It doesn't matter who they're playing, and they figured it out at the right time. That's my confidence when it comes to NC State, is that they figured it out at the right time. They didn't figure it out in November, then everyone else kind of figured them out as the season's progressed. They know exactly what their roles are going into these games. They figured all those things out now, and they've been just been doing it. They're riding that wave. Their confidence has never been higher, and that's why my confidence in NC State's so high.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up, the last team to play. They have the nightcap on Friday, Duke. I'll open it up with a concern, and it's nothing new, right? I'm focusing in a bit, but I could go with the same thing I've been going with since November, which is Duke's edge and toughness. But I'm going to zero it in a little bit further and say Kyle Filipowski's ability to play bully ball. Kyle Filipowski is going to be 4 or 5 inches taller than every single person that guards him. Mouse in the house, right? That's what you yell. When there is a smaller person guarding you and you're a post, you go down to the block, you yell mouse in the house, and the perimeter players go, all right, let's get him the ball. Filipowski should sound like a broken record. He should wear out the phrase. He should have to come up with like mouse in the house. What is it? Like in Gold Member for Austin Powers, where it's like smoking a pancake. Pipe in a waffle, whatever it is, and he keeps going on and on down the list. It's like mouse in the house, rat in the condo, Mickey Mouse in the shed. Like he should have to have different, because he's saying it so much he wants to mix it up. Mouse in the house, big guy being guarded by a little guy. Houston is the best defensive team in the country, bar none. But they don't have any, like, size matters in basketball. Height matters in basketball. And I need, if you're Duke, you need Filipowski to take advantage of it. I'm concerned with his ability to do that, not physically. I know he has the physical gifts to do it, but it does take a bit of a mindset. I need him to grit his teeth, right? I need him to growl a few times. I need him to be a junkyard dog down there. What are you concerned about for Duke?
My concern is still depth, because their depth in this tournament has not been tested yet, because, again, no Caleb Foster. He's out with the stress fracture in his ankle. Once you get past their starting five, what contributions are you getting from, whether it's Jalen Blake's, Ryan Young, TJ Power, Sean Stewart? You really don't know. There's not, like, Carolina has, they know when they go to the bench to get Seth Tremble or Jalen Withers or to Jalen Washington, they know exactly what they're getting from those guys. Generally, like, you know exactly what you're going to get. With Duke, you just don't know what you're going to get from their bench right now. And that's the big concern. And their bench, now, because of their own doing, hasn't been tested yet. They've blown out their two opponents, especially JMU. It hasn't been tested in the tournament, but it's going to get tested at some point here in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. That's my big concern for them going forward, especially if someone gets into foul trouble.
My confidence for Duke is Jared McCain's comfort in big moments. He hit 8 threes against JMU. Yes, they ended up destroying JMU. But he didn't know they were going to mollywop JMU when he started knocking down those threes. Right? He just knew it was a second round elimination, win or go home tournament game. And he started making the big shots immediately. So I don't want to discredit it and say, oh, they won by 30. Those shots weren't pressure packed. He was ready to step up. If JMU wanted to keep pace, he was going to knock him down. So Jared McCain's comfort in big moments is the thing I'm most confident in for Duke, which is rare for a freshman.
My confidence when it comes to Duke right now is the guy that you just mentioned. It's Jared McCain. And it's his poise. That's the big thing. It's his poise. We saw it in games against Carolina. I know he struggled in the ACC tournament against NC State when he had the swollen eye or partially swollen eye. But we've seen him in games. Like I said, the big moment doesn't faze him. And it seems like he relishes it and actually seeks it out and wants it. And I think that's a confidence for me going in is that, yeah, he's never been in this situation before because he's a freshman, but he clearly is unfazed by all of it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.